personal strategies for increasing engagement with Zoom. The next two videos will help you to improve your engagement levels in Zoom meetings and webinars. In this video, we will discuss what to do and what not to do on a personal basis to improve your engagement. Position your camera properly. This should be obvious, but it needs stating. Nobody wants to see your crotch in a Zoom meeting. It is essential that you position your camera or webcam properly so that people get the best view of you possible. The best position for your camera is at shoulder level or face level. Don't place your camera in a position where you have to look up or down to see it. If you have to look down into the camera, you're going to look fatter than you actually are. Having to look up is just a stupid look. Just sit your camera so you look forward into it. Look at your camera and not your screen. To engage your audience, you need to be looking directly at them. If you look at your screen, then this will appear like you are disconnected from your audience. It is okay to occasionally look down at your screen to prompt yourself, but don't stare at your screen as it will make you look like you are not interested. Test your camera position. The ideal position for you to appear is in the center of the screen in the top third. A lot of people make the mistake of being too low down on the screen, which does not look good to other participants. Test your camera layout before you conduct your Zoom meetings or webinars. Use the right lighting. If the lighting in your room is poor, then people will not be able to see your face properly. It is essential that you have lighting from the front so that your face is clear on the call. You can invest in a ring light from Amazon for less than $100 to help achieve the best lighting conditions. Use a virtual background for a great back scene. Nobody is going to be impressed if the scene behind you on your Zoom calls is a total mess or features something inappropriate. You can overcome any mishaps in this area by using a virtual background for your meetings. If you insist on using your natural environment, then make sure it is clutter-free and there is nothing distracting in view. Speak with a smile. Have you seen yourself on camera lately? Do you have a happy smiling face, or is your face very serious looking? If you have a miserable face like you have just found out that you have winning lottery numbers but forgot to buy a ticket, then this will be unpleasant for your audience. There have been a lot of studies that show that engagement levels rise dramatically when people are smiling and look happy. If this is not your natural look, then practice smiling a few times before you host your next Zoom meeting. Get rid of any distractions. Everyone loves their pets, but if your dog is prone to bark for no reason, then this is going to be very distracting for your audience. This may sound brutal, but if you have young children in your home and they tend to shout and get excited, then keep them away from your Zoom meetings as well. Choose the quietest room in your home or office possible for your Zoom calls. You do not want your audience to hear loud traffic noise, people yelling outside, workers digging up the road, and so on. Consider yourself an entertainer. While using Zoom to grow your business is a serious thing to do, you will get a lot more from it if you consider yourself to be an entertainer. Always dress well for your Zoom meetings. Don't wear your normal home clothes that make you look like a slob. It is your job to impress people on your Zoom calls. Tell your audience who you are. People will want to know who you are if they are on a meeting or webinar with you for the first time. So, have something short and sweet prepared to highlight who you are and what you do. Don't go overboard with this. There's nothing more boring than someone taking 10 minutes on a webinar providing the history of their life. Use stories to connect with your audience. Don't make your webinars and meetings sound like you are reading from a script. Use prompts by all means, but don't come across as monotone and boring. Use personal anecdotes to introduce concepts. Explain things using personal stories to get your point across. Be human at all times. Don't prolong your presentation. These days, people have the attention span of a gnat. Studies have shown that people usually maintain their attention in blocks of 7 minutes. So, prepare your presentations with this in mind. Take regular breaks and ask for interaction, especially on webinars. Use a good quality camera and microphone. Your Zoom meetings and webinars will be a disaster if you use inferior cameras and microphones. A lot of built-in webcams and microphones and laptops are really poor. Test these out before you use them. If you want to grow your business using Zoom, then invest in a good camera or webcam and microphone. In the next video, we will look at things that you can do in your Zoom meetings to increase engagement.